God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life. Fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Come, Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life.
We sing together, come among us, Holy Spirit. On this Pentecost Sunday, we wait upon you with eager anticipation. We tremble with expectant wonder as we ask you to pour out your Spirit upon us here and now as we gather to worship. Pour out your grace to reassure us of who we are in Christ and to strengthen us for service. Pour out your peace to calm our often troubled souls. Pour out your hope to mend our broken hearts and disillusioned spirits. In Christ you poured out your life that we might be filled with the gift of salvation, humbling yourself that we might be raised to eternal life. Take hold of our hearts and of our hands whenever we falter or stumble, that we might cross the finish line together. Spirit of wholeness and healing, you are here among us, around us, within us. You enable us to cling to faith when our hope seeps out of us like water into dry soil. You put the music of heaven into our hearts that we might join our praises with a song of all creation. Holy God, three in one, we pour out our hearts to you as we pray in the way Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
First reading this morning is from John chapter 14, reading from verses 15 to 17. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Amen, and thanks be to God for his holy word for us.
Thank you, Daniel.